AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukraine is reporting major progress in its counteroffensive, reclaiming territory from Russia. Charles de Ledesma has details.
The regional governor of the northeastern Kharkiv region says in some areas of the front, our defenders have reached the state border with the Russian Federation, while the city's mayor has written on Telegram that soldiers are heroes, highlighting the exuberant mood in the nation that's endured more than 200 days of war and occupation. However, as throughout the war, such military claims are hard to verify independently.
In London today, King Charles spoke to Parliament.
I cannot help but feel the weight of history which surrounds us and which reminds us of the vital parliamentary traditions to which members of both houses dedicate yourselves with such personal commitment for the betterment of us all.
He then travelled to the Scottish capital, Edinburgh, where he and his siblings, Princess Anne, Prince Andrew, and Prince Edward, walked behind the hearse carrying Queen Elizabeth's flag-draped coffin to a service of thanksgiving at St. Giles Cathedral. There, members of the public were able to pay their last respects. Donald Trump's lawyers are dismissing his retention of top-secret documents at his Florida home as a storage dispute. They're urging a judge to keep in place a directive that's brought a temporary halt to the Justice Department's criminal probe. President Biden went to Boston today to talk about cancer.
Cancer does not discriminate red and blue. It doesn't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Beating cancer is something we can do together, and that's why I'm here today.
The president says his cancer moonshot is one of the reasons he ran for president. On Wall Street, stocks opened the week with gains. The Dow up 0.7%, the S&P 1.1. This is AP News. Back to London, Ed Donoghue reports unofficial souvenirs marking the life and death of Queen Elizabeth II are already appearing in shops.
Items with the Queen's face on them have always been big sellers at Ismail Ibrahim's store in London, close to Buckingham Palace.
People, like during the Jubilee time, we knew that mugs, people love to get mugs with the Jubilee on.
He's selling T-shirts and mugs in tribute to the Queen.
Forever in our heart. And gone but not forgotten. That's been really popular.
Ibrahim managed to get those items in his store 2 days after the Queen died.
We had to push our companies who supply goods for us, and they said they will try, then they had to work overnight to make them.
Coming soon, King Charles merchandise. Another mug and T-shirt have portraits of the Queen, both young and old, with the words, Queen Elizabeth II, the greatest reign. I'm Ed Donoghue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.